إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. Our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He advised us and He admonished us with taqwa. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, O humans, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being, He created His wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them, He sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. So fear Allah, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights, and fear Allah regarding your arham, regarding the rights of your family members, the rights of your relatives, and the ties of kinship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah is always watching over you, always aware of that which you do. And Allah ordered the people of Iman with taqwa. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and say a truthful, correct word. If you do this, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved the greatest success. And our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He ordered the believers with at-taqwa. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ibadallah, in these three noble ayat which you have heard and they have been recited to you, Allah orders us with at-taqwa. And the meaning of at-taqwa is being conscious of Allah and being wary of Allah. Always remembering Allah in everything which you do, in everything which you say, hold yourself to account in front of Allah. In the first ayah, Allah addresses all of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord. And he reminds mankind with his blessings and his ability that he is Al-Khaliq, he is the creator. He created you, he created your forefather Adam, he created his wife Hawa, and many generations who came after them, all of them because of the creation of Allah. Allah reminds all of mankind regarding their families and their relatives and their ties of kinship, that we should fear Allah and be wary of Allah with regards to these rights. And in the second ayah, Allah specifically addresses the mu'minun, the people of iman, the people of Islam, with two things: with taqwa and speaking the truth. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of iman, have taqwa of Allah and say qawlun sadid, say a word which is correct. And the qawl sadid, the correct word, it is that which does not contain lies. It is the word of tawheed. It is giving da'wah to Allah. All of this is al-qawl al-sadid. All of this is the correct word. And in the third ayah, Allah addresses the mu'minun once again. And he admonishes us. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqate. O people of iman, fear Allah as he ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Meaning, attach importance to living as a Muslim and dying as a Muslim. And that a person shouldn't only focus on his life, but also focuses on his maut, on his or her death. And a person will only die upon Islam if he lives upon Islam. A person will only die upon Tawheed if he lives his life upon Tawheed. A person will only die upon righteousness and piety and taqwa if he lives his life upon righteousness and piety and at-taqwa. So that which is upon us is to have taqwa of Allah, to have muraqabah, that a person is wary of Allah, he holds himself to account in front of Allah. And this is in every time and every place, at-taqwa. In the open and in the private, at-taqwa. However, ayyuhal ibad, from the aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, from the core of our aqeedah, is that iman increases and iman decreases. Al-imanu yazid wa yanqus. Sometimes iman goes up and sometimes it comes down. Sometimes a person's iman is strong and sometimes a person's iman is weak. Sometimes a person's taqwa is strengthened and sometimes a person's taqwa, it becomes weakened. From our aqeedah is that every single person, after the prophets and the messengers, from the best to the worst of the believers, then they fall into deficiencies. And they are open to sinning. And they fall into errors. And this is the nature that Allah has created the people upon. The muttaqoon, the people of taqwa, as-salihun, the righteous, awliya Allah, the greatest awliya of Allah. It doesn't mean that their iman never went down. It does not mean that they never felt a weakness in iman. Being a wali, a taqi, a salih, it doesn't mean that iman always stays high, or that the wali or the muttaqi, the salih, he never does any sins. In fact, there is a great hadith And in this hadith, which has been narrated in Sahih Muslim, a famous Sahabi al-Jaleel, his name was Hanzala. Hanzala al-Usaydi. And one day, he left his house. And this Hanzala radiallahu anhu, he was from the scribes of the Prophet. He used to write down the revelation. He used to write down the letters and the addresses of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day he left his house. He says, لَقِيَنِي أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He says, one day, whilst I was going somewhere, Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he met me. فَقَالَ كَيْفَ أَنْتَ يَا حَنْضَلَى. And Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه said to him, how are you, Hanzala? How are you today, O Hanzala? قُلْتُ, I said, نَافَقَ حَنْضَلَى. I said, Hanzala has fallen into nifaq, into hypocrisy. Hanzala has become a munafiq. Contemplate. Kutab al-wahi, the writers of the revelation, the scribe of the Prophet, from the greatest awliya. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asks him, how are you? And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. He says, نَافَقَ حَنْضَلَى. The Hanzala has fallen into nifaq, has fallen into hypocrisy, a munafiq. And Abu Bakr said, Subhanallah, مَا تَقُول. He says, Subhanallah, what are you saying? What do you mean you have become a munafiq? What do you mean you have fallen into nifaq? He said, نَكُونُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. When we are with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, يُذَكِّرُنَا بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. And the Prophet, he reminds us of the Jannah and An-Nar, paradise and the fire. حَتَّى كَأَنَّا رَأْيَ عَيْنِ. Up until it's as if we can see it. Our iman is so high, our taqwa is so high, when we are sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his constant admonishments and his reminders, it's as if we can see Jannah in front of us. حَتَّى كَأَنَّا رَأْيَ عَيْنِ. With our own eyes, it is as if we can see Jannah in front of us. فَإِذَا خَرَجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. So then, when we leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we go back to our work, go to our houses, the marketplaces, we leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَعَافَسْنَا الْأَزْوَاجُ وَالْأَوْلَادُ وَالضَّيِّعَاتِ. And then we are distracted by our wives, our children, money, work, careers. فَنَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. Then we forget a lot. The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that when we are with the Prophet and he reminds us of the Jannah and the Nar, it's as if we can see it in front of us. Our iman is high. When we leave the Prophet and we go back to our work and our families and children, then we forget a lot. Our iman, it goes down. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he's a Siddiq, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّا نَلْقِي مِثْلَ هَذَا. He said, by Allah, we find the same thing. That when we are with the Prophet, he reminds us of Jannah and Nar, it's as if we can see it with our own eyes. Then we leave him and we go back to our dunya and we forget much. فَنَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. Then we forget a lot. So then both of them went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Says, ذَهَبْتُ أَنَا وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I, Hanzala, and Abu Bakr, both of us went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. حَتَّى دَخَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ. And then we came to him. And the Prophet said, كَيْفَ أَنْتَ يَا حَنْضَلَى. How are you, O حَنْضَلَى? And حَنْضَلَى said, نَافَقَ حَنْضَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah, حَنْضَلَى has fallen into nifaq, fallen into hypocrisy. The Prophet said, كَيْفَ ذَاكَ يَا حَنْضَلَى. How is that, O حَنْضَلَى? How have you fallen into nifaq? He said, نَكُونُ عِنْدَكَ فَتُذَكِّرُنَا بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. when we are with you, O Messenger of Allah, and you remind us of Jannah and An-Nar, hatta ka'anna ra'ya 'ayn. It's as if we can see it in front of us. Meaning our iman and our taqwa is so high. وَإِذَا خَرَجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. And then when we leave you, and we go back to azwaj, wal-awlad, wal-dhi'at, we go back to our wives, our families, our children, our work, our careers, فَنَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. Then we forget a lot. نَافَقَ حَنْضَلَة. حَنْضَلَة has fallen into nifaq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. He said, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. إِنَّكُمْ لَوْ تَدُومُونَ عَلَى مَا تَكُونُونَ عِنْدِي. If you were to stay on that high level like you're with me, meaning if you lived all of your hours and all of your time on that level of iman, لَصَافَحَتْكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَى فُرُشِكُمْ وَفِي طُرُقِكُمْ. Then the angels will come down and they would shake your hands whilst you are in your beds and you are walking upon the roads. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْضَلَ السَّاعَةُ وَالسَّاعَةُ. He said, however, O حَنْضَلَ, an hour and an hour. وَقَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. And he said it three times. يَا حَنْضَلَ, O حَنْضَلَ, السَّاعَةُ وَالسَّاعَةُ. As-sa'a wa sa'a, as-sa'a wa sa'a, an hour for this and an hour for that, three times. Meaning that there is an hour, there is time in which your iman is high. There is a time when your iman and your taqwa is so high, it's as if Jannah and the fire is in front of you. And then there is also an allowance from Allah. There is another hour in which you work, and you go back to your families and your iman goes down. As-sa'a wa sa'a. An hour for this and an hour for that. An hour for your akhirah and an hour for your dunya. Ash-shahid, the point behind this is that the greatest of the awliya, the most truthful of the righteous people, as-sahaba al-kiram, Abu Bakr wa Hanzala radiyallahu anhuma, and other than them, they complained of the same thing. That our iman, it goes up, and our iman, it goes down. Our taqwa, it goes up, and our taqwa, it goes down. And this is from our aqeedah. But the person of taqwa, the person of righteousness, when there is an opportunity, and there is a time, and he's living in a day in which it is time for his iman to be increased and for his sins to be expiated and forgiven and his deeds to be multiplied and increased, then he seizes this opportunity. He uses this opportunity. He does not allow this opportunity to be wasted. So if a person is not going to feel his iman increasing and is not going to live upon taqwa in the days of Ramadan, whilst he's in the masjid and he's in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, فَبِاللَّهِ, then by Allah, when will a person's iman increase? When will a person feel at-taqwa? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered us to seize this opportunity for iman to increase and for taqwa to be elevated. In fact, there is a severe warning, a severe punishment, a dua against a person who does not seize the opportunity in which sins are forgiven and iman is high. Ibn Khuzaymah ibn Hibban, mentioned in this Sahih, upon the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and other companions, that one day Sa'id al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam al-Mimbar, that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he climbed upon his mimbar, he climbed upon his pulpit, and then he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Then three times, Without saying anything else, he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Nothing else was heard. No sermon, no dua, nothing. Just Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And so the messenger, and so the companions, they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, سعدت المنبر, you climbed your pulpit, قلت آمين, and then you said آمين 3 times. Why? Why did you randomly say آمين? The Prophet replied, إن جبريل أتاني, that whilst I was on the pulpit, Jibreel, he came to me. فقال, and he said, من أدرك رمضان ولم يغفر له, whoever lived the days of Ramadan and then his sins were not forgiven, وَدَخَلَ النَّارِ, and he entered the fire, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ, then may Allah make him distant. Jibreel alayhi salam, he made a dua that if a person lives the days of Ramadan and this is the opportunity for sins to be forgiven, for iman to increase, for taqwa to increase, and then he doesn't seize this opportunity, he doesn't make istighfar, he doesn't come to the masjid, he doesn't turn to his Lord, and instead he enters into the fire, he lives the days of Ramadan in which the doors of Jannah are opened and the doors of Jahannam are shut and the shayateen are locked away, and yet despite this mercy from Allah, he doesn't raise his hands, he doesn't make dua, he doesn't seek forgiveness, he doesn't increase in his charity and his Quran and his qiyam. أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, then may Allah cause him to be distant. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said Ameen. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدِهِمَا, whoever lives with his two parents whilst they are old, in their old age, one of them or both of them, فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, and his sins are not forgiven, وَدَخَلَ النَّارِ, and instead he enters the fire, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, then may Allah cause him to be distant. And the Prophet said Ameen, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, he made a dua that a person, he lives with his parents, mother or father, and they are old, and this is the opportunity for your sins to be forgiven, especially when they are old, that you live with them and you serve them and aid them and make them happy, and despite having this opportunity from Allah, a person doesn't do so, and so his sins are not forgiven and he enters into the fire, then may Allah cause him to be distant. And then the third time Jibreel alayhi salam, he made another dua. He said, مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ, whoever I am mentioned in front of him, meaning the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in front of a person, وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ, and he does not say as-salatu was-salam, he does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, then may Allah cause him to be distant. And then the Prophet said Ameen once again, meaning the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned in front of you, and this is an opportunity for your sins to be forgiven and your deeds to be increased by merely saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a person doesn't do so, a person can't be bothered to even say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, then may Allah cause him to be distant. My brothers and sisters, what do you think about the dua which is being made by the greatest angel Jibreel alayhi salam? And what do you think about the dua that the Ameen is being said by the greatest messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And what do you think about the dua which is being made in front of the greatest people who upon this earth, the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah? So the point is that the person of taqwa, it doesn't mean that his taqwa is always going to be high and his iman is always going to be high. But a sa'a wa sa'a, there is an hour for this and an hour for that. However, when an opportunity comes, like the blessed days of Ramadan, like the 10 nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in which there is Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Verily we revealed the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. And what will make you know what is Laylatul Qadr? Allah said, khair min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. I, a single pound which is given on Laylatul Qadr, it is better than 83 years and 4 months of giving a pound. A single rak'ah which is prayed on Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months of rak'ahat. A single ayah which is recited on Laylatul Qadr, better than 83 years and 4 months of reciting ayat. And this opportunity comes, and a person doesn't exploit this opportunity. So, my brothers and sisters, these blessed 10 nights are upon us. And the Laylatul Qadr is in one of these last 10 nights. So we should seize this opportunity. We shouldn't be from those people who enter into the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the dua of Jibreel and the Ameen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you should know that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, after death, your bank accounts, your cars, your money, how many children you have, the house which you live in, your businesses, none of this will benefit you. And there is no qeema, it has no value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing which has a value with Allah is the state of your heart and your righteous actions. And Allah said in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day, wealth, family will be of no benefit. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except for the person who comes to Allah with a sound heart. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَلِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. استغفر الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. My beloved brothers and sisters, as mentioned, we are now in the last third of Ramadan. And whoever has used the first two thirds of Ramadan in Qiyam and Siyam and Talawa and Sadaqa, then let him increase, let him do more and more. And whoever has been negligent, then let him fear Allah and attach importance to his own safety, his own success, meaning the safety of the Akhirah and the success of the Akhirah. And after this, my brothers and sisters, one of the greatest actions that a person can do on Yawm al-Qiyamah is sending as-salatu was-salam, salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma adhill ash-shirka wal mushrikeen. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته، ولا قضاء من قواء ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيته. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. أقم الصلاة.